Roscoe's sweatsuit.
It's a suit that you sweat in.
Yeah. I think. Roscoe, we just watched ReZero Season 2, Episode 21. What are your thoughts?
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. There's too much to count. I know, listeners of our past episodes, that whenever we introduce a new episode, I always say that I am confused. And today is no different. I don't know what's going on ever in this show. I am always lost. And I'm hoping you are too.
I don't know. I'm feeling like okay. I'm not actually, no. I still have major questions, so I guess I'm lost too. How would I describe this episode? I'll probably describe it with the same like text I sent you. I'm going to describe this episode as Itachi, Remy Potter, and the Fantastic Beasts that returned.
And you could leave at any fucking moment if you didn't. And you just decided to tell us this now? This is exactly why I hate. This is exactly why I hate him. This is exactly why I hate freaking yellow haired Natsu, crybaby.
But he's a wall.
No, he's a. I don't even have an insult for him. He's just a child. I mean, he's literally a child. I guess there's that. But he's like the worst kind of child. He's just a crying crybaby of a child with abs. With great abs should come great responsibility, not whining and complaining about your
man. He was the wall, but the wall was around him because, you know, he didn't have the confidence to leave the wall that he was being the wall for. Like, he couldn't leave because of his mental wall.
He was certainly had no problem with murdering an entire village to keep to keep people in this. Oh man, this so dumb. I'm just gonna say that's such a, you know, out of all the other arcs, I could find it believable. Like, okay, like, yeah, in the case of, Rem. Yeah, I can understand how you could grow to like her. Rem. I can understand how you can grow to like, Otto. I can understand how you can grow to like, I don't know, who's another character that murdered Subaru?
You mean all the characters? Every character has murdered Subaru.
Yeah, I can understand that. I cannot grasp the concept of like Subaru just being okay with having this homicidal crybaby maniac around who just seems emotionally unstable and willing to murder entire village.
It was in a previous life. It's water under the depths. It's blood under the bridge. Oh, jeez. Are you done with the Natsu? Or do you want to say anything else about Natsu before I recap the show?
Yeah, fuck him. Let's move on. I'm done talking about him.
Cool. Alright, I guess I'll recap the episode real quick. The episode peaks up where it's Subaru and a gang leaving from Rosaro's house. And Subaru is kind of just like thinking about like what he's going to do now. He really thought this surrender plan would work. And he really didn't want to deal with the stuff in the mansion. And I get it. I wouldn't want to deal with the stuff that's happening in the mansion. He's like trying to figure this out. He's talking to Otto, talking to Garfield, and they're pretty much having a little chat. And Garfield, as like Roscoe mentioned earlier, mentions that he could just leave the sanctuary whenever he wants, which comes as a big shock to me, and as well to Subaru and everyone else. But yeah, Garfield could leave whenever he wants, and they're like, "Oh fuck! All right, this is gonna be like a whole lot easier." Cool. So they all get packed up. The villagers like kind of give Subaru a send off and says like, hey, good luck, don't die, I guess. They're all doing that. And you also figure out that Garfield gets these like gauntlets. Or not gauntlets, they're more like bracers. He gets these bracers that are supposed to make him stronger. One other thing that happened here is that Subaru gives Ram the blue, like, is it like a bracelet or like an emerald?
Oh, yeah, the amulet. It seems like it's one of those summoning pendants for spirit beasts. Or was it also the, was it the pendant he used on Crybaby Natsu?
Yes, that is, it's the same pendant. But yeah, he gives this pendant to Ram, and Ram, and he's like saying, he tells Ram, he's like, don't do anything crazy. And Ram says, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And that's what, that's the end of that.
And she does.
Yeah, she does. Subaru, Garfield, and Audio is headed out to go to the mansion. Following scene is with Amelia and Ram, the last scene in the last episode. Ram and Amelia have a conversation about Ram kind of like apologizing for not seeing Amelia as like a real person that could solve these problems or become queen. She kind of apologizes about that, and she like says like, hey, I noticed that you have changed so much. And pretty much she begs or requests Amelia to become king so she can like break Rosario's delusions, or like an obsession with the Witch of Greed. And she's saying all this, and Rosario comes up and he's like, hey, Amelia, let's talk. And this initial conversation is like pretty hostile. Like she likes seeming like she's about to attack Rosario. Rem is like kind of, I guess, a little bit scared to see. I'm scared of like what Rosario will do. But pretty much they have a good conversation, and Rosario kind of says like, hey, you know, Subaru doesn't really love you. You know, he's just like, you know, forcing his ideals on you. He's like me. He's just like forcing his ideals on the woman he loves. And, you know, he's not in love with you. He's just in love with like the idea of you, or like the you that's in his head. And, you know, he'll say anything to make you feel good. And so you can like do what he says. And, you know, do you really want to be doing all this stuff? Like, it seems like you're just like doing stuff because Subaru is telling you to do it. And this is coming off very obvious that he's trying to like break Amelia's like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Resolve.
Yeah, her resolve. And she kind of rebuttals with like, hey, Subaru told me that I wasn't shit, and he said some really fucked up shit to me with some lack of context. But like, yeah, she was like pretty much says like, hey, you know, he's willing to say bad things about me and still like love me, and that's why like you and him are like different. Like there's like Subaru actually really cares and you don't, kind of. So that conversation happens, and Amelia is like, yeah, fuck you, Rosario, and your clown makeup. And she's like, all right, I'm going to become queen or king. I don't know which one way she wants to be called. She's going to become the leader, and I'm going to like take you to your dream and whatever Ram wants me to do.
You missed one or so things.
What's up?
Go ahead. It seems like Rosario, he said a few times that he had given up, or he was giving up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did say that. I did miss that. Rosario pretty much says like he has given up on this loop. Honestly, when he said that, I thought he was just going to murder everybody. But yeah, Rosario has kind of says like, yeah, this loop is kind of garbage. He also says that, hey, going down this, like, this loop has like gone down the wrong path, and this path will definitely lead to the end of the world, pretty much. And he gets all kind of like mopey and sad about it. He's like, oh, whatever happens, happens. The world is meaningless.
It's sad boy time.
Yeah. And then like Amelia's like says like, I'm gonna become the leader, and you're gonna be happy. I'm gonna take you to your dream. So you have to deal with it. And then she walks back into the to the into the castle graveyard. Temple place. To, yeah, she goes back into the graveyard for her second trial. And Ram asks Rosario, like, how much have you, like, heard? Like, how much of that conversation did he hear? And he was like, yeah, I heard a lot of it. And he pretty much instructs her to stay here and wait for, like, Amelia to come out of the second trial because he has to go do something. So he starts walking away, but she doesn't. She follows Rosario to where Izumir and Ice is. And in this scene, we learn that Rosario goes here to, like, make the forest turn into snow. Like, this is where he uses the power to, like, change the weather to make it snow here.
Oh, that's what that meant. Dude, I was so lost, man.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, so in each one of the loops, if you guys are lost, in each one of the loops, it snows in the sanctuary, and this kind of, like, triggers the events that, like, makes Amelia kind of go crazy, and the bunnies start showing up. Like, these are the things that trigger the events. So, the bunnies are showing up because someone's using, like, a whole bunch of mana, I guess, right? Like, someone's using a whole bunch of mana, and they're attracted to that. And the snow part makes Amelia turn closer to the Witch of Envy because it's, like, similar to, like, where she grew up and all that other good jazz.
Hmm.
But yeah, so Rosario is trying to use this to, like, change the weather and make it snow. But Ram, using her clairvoyance, follows him here and says, like, don't do it. And the conversation pretty much resolves around Ram saying, like, hey, you are obsessed with the Witch of Greed, and we need to, like, break this obsession or this illusion or this dedication to her. And Ram knows that, like, he would bring the book that lets him see the future with him, and her plan is to, like, take this book away from him and force him to, like, deal with the reality without being so heavily, like, obsessed and, like, controlled by this, like, one book that was given by the Witch of Greed, who is Rosario's waifu. And Rosario's like, I don't have a problem. I can stop whatever I want.
She's not even his waifu. She's his best girl.
Yeah, it's his best girl. And Rosario says that stuff about, like, saying, like, hey, you know, if you know, this would have been, like, very bad for me, but you showed up too early because, like, I haven't started casting a spell. And if I started casting a spell, I would have been, like, too busy to stop you from, like, hurting me. And then you could have struck me down and everything would be good. But now, since I'm here and I haven't cast a spell yet and I'm ready to fight, I am going to destroy you. I am going to, like, I'm going to win easily. No problem. And Ram is like, I don't know. Like, she pretty much goes on a tangent about, like, saying, like, she wants Rosario not to, like, be this shell of a person. And she believes, like, getting him away from this obsession will do that and make him, like, I guess, enjoy life.
It also seems like she kind of wants to kill him.
That is true. Like, another big thing that happens there. Rosario killed Ram's whole family. Ram and Ram's whole family. And then made them maids. he was, like, that person that, like, started the fire at his village or whatever. Ram has this wand that's supposed to make her, like, stronger as well. And they start, like, they're about to begin the battle, and Rosario's like, man, I am way more stronger than you. There's no way you're going to win this. So, like, if you really want to do this, sure, but I'm going to win. And then she's like, I got a trap card. And then she pulls out that amulet that Subaru gave her, and it starts talking. And starts talking the words of the boy. The boy that we all want back. Or girl. I don't know.
Depending on our theory. You know, we're not the first group of internet theorists about ReZero that have theorized that Puck is also possibly Mother Fortuna.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's like, I think there's enough evidence there just based off her mandarinism and especially based off the movie. As Roscoe says, Puck shows up. She was in the blue amulet, and she's like, yo, I'm ready to fight, bitch. And Rosario was like, fuck, this became like 10 times harder. And they begin to fight, and we cut away. We cut away to the mansion, and we pretty much see the little maid. What was the little maid's name?
Petra.
Okay. See Petra obviously running away from the gut stabby lady that I keep forgetting.
Ursula.
She's a frozen character. That's what I gotta remember. Ursula.
No, she's running away. She's a little mermaid character.
Oh. She's a little mermaid character. Yeah. She's a little mermaid character. And she is she's obviously running away from her. Obviously failing at that, because you can't run away from someone that is that scary. And she pretty much was like, tries to build up the resolve to go save Rem, but kind of fails. Fedrica saves her from Ursula's like devastating attack. But it's obviously that Ursula is way stronger than both of them. Petra starts running away because Fedrica told her to. And she's like kind of losing hope. And she's saying like, oh man, I wish, you know, someone could save us. And she's like, I wish like Subaru was here. And then Subaru shows up and he's like, yo, what's good? I'm here. I'm here to fix shit. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm glad you're here. You should help, you know, Fedrica, because she's about to totally get murdered. And he's like, no, that is not my job. I'm the manager of this situation. I don't deal with any of the hard work here. But he says like, hey, there's going to be a reunion. And, you know, Fredrica and Garfield get to reunite, brother and sister, after seeing them for a long time. They have like kind of like a rough house, jokey relationship. But like, it seems like they're happy to see each other once again. And there's a small point that Garfield says that, hey, you remember these bracers, these shields, he calls them, I think, were the shields that we made or used when we were kids or whatever. And now he's like using them as bracers. The end of the episode is pretty much Garfield telling Fredrica to run away because he doesn't want to worry about her as he's about to fight, as he says, the bitch in black. And that's the end of the episode.
So who is trapped in the sanctuary at all? It seems like everyone can get out whenever they want.
The full beast people, I believe.
We don't even really see any of the full beast people. Like, they don't really show up anymore.
Yeah.
Were they even there in the first place? I don't even remember if they were even there.
I don't know. I think the people, the villagers can't get out as well. I think there's that's also people that can't get out.
Were they not able to get out because they weren't able to get out, or because Natsu was good?
I remember. They're not able to get out because the people there are keeping them hostage to make sure that Amelia like breaks the seal. Cause like at the beginning episode, when they're like getting into this sanctuary, you do see some of them, and they kind of hold the villagers hostage to force Amelia to like take the trial, or Rosario, or whoever, to fucking get about that here.
But no one's except for them. Okay, then that makes sense. The magical people. But you don't see them anymore. They're not like, you know what I mean? I haven't seen a magical one of the beast people probably since the season started.
Well,
except flashbacks.
Well, you know, the beast people aren't like, you don't have to be like the captain in the Purple Herald's camp, the Purple Herald Girl like camp. You know, as long as you have like an ears, a tail, like Rem and Ram are technically beast people, right? Because they're like half ogre.
Right? I know the cat.
Actually, cat they're not even half ogre. Cat dude is, but like, you know, Ram and Ram are technically ogres, right?
Ogres aren't would they be considered as part beast or whatever they are?
I I think they'll be considered a full beast, right?
Aren't they demons?
I don't know. I don't know what a devil is, and I don't know what a demon is. Is there a difference? Maybe.
Don't know.
But I was just saying, like, I think that is the reasoning why.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm beginning to think this show doesn't. They're just pulling stuff out of nowhere. Like, that's the thing I don't like about this. This is like my biggest issue with ReZero is that they just add things and they like think it's cool. Like, hey, let's just add this random little fun fact about the world. You know what it is? It's too much world building and surprisingly not enough exposition, which I didn't think was a possibility.
I don't know, man. I disagree. I think I kind of dig it. Maybe because, like, I know there's maybe it's because, like, I can see it from, like, the book. I can see it easily being something that's explained in the book. But maybe that's, like, an easy cop-out to anything. It's like, oh, just read the book. Just read the source material, Roscoe.
Man, you know I can't read.
Don't worry, I can't either.
Roscoe's sweatsuit. Former English major, can't read.
But yeah, I think I kind of dig it because like it, I would have more of a problem with it if there wasn't like maybe because I have faith in the show to explain stuff. Like even like with the stuff with the snow and like what like was mentioned earlier, where it's like, you know, we knew that Roswell was changing the snow, but we didn't know how, and that was explained in this episode. If that makes sense.
I'm so confused at what's going on, I'm Roscoe. That's how tired I am. Nobody. I'm so confused about what's going on. I don't even think I can make any predictions. I obviously have no idea what's going on. Oh, speaking of which, you were right. From the last episode, you predicted that we were going to get to the mansion. And we did, at the very end.
Yay.
But we also got a lot of the... I guess what I called out, which was the exposition between and the conversations between like Roswell and Amelia and Ram. So I guess we were both right.
Yeah, both pretty like, yeah, I think our predictions, like if we combine them, we're pretty much in the middle. Like there was just part, pretty much we got like half, we were both half right. So two halves make a whole. So we were 100% right
by my math. Two rights make a right. More. No. What do they make? They make a down. Two rights make a down.
Yeah. But yeah, I think our predictions thing. I don't have much to say about this episode as well. I'm trying to think if there's anything I want to say.
You know, I think I have some future predictions. I think I just don't have a lot of speculations. Mm-hmm. I just have a lot more questions.
What are your questions?
Question number one, like when did Subaru get that pendant? When did he just get a spare pendant that he's been carrying around like since like the last, I don't know, five episodes? That's my first question.
Isn't that the same one that Fedrica gave him? At least that's what I assumed.
And that just gives me another question. Why did Frederica give him a summoning pendant? I thought the pendant was just for, like, to get them into the sanctuary. Unless, this could be an answer, whatever created the sanctuary has something to do with a connection between the spirit world and the human world.
Maybe. Maybe, like, when he... had that conversation with Puck, like maybe that whole conversation was like, Puck, you need to get away from Amelia to do this trial, so leave that pendant and come to this pendant and I'll give you back to Amelia after the trial's done.
Maybe. I just wish they would say things more straightforward. A lot of it seems like they make small references to things and they just assume that you're going to get it. They just assume that you have more than three brain cells, and some of us don't, okay? You had something?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
My other question is, does Rem, like, how does Rem feel about, not Rem, how does Ram feel about Roswell? Because it seems like, on one hand, she really wants to murder him. And on the other hand, it seems like she really, really likes him. Or that's the impression that we've had since the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's way more on a way of like. I think they're going to try to spin his killing the whole village as a like positive kind of thing, kind of like the Itachi thing. Like, oh, he did it because of these reasons, and that's why it's semi-normal, or like why it was semi-difficult. He's not a good guy, but like he had his reasons or whatever. But I don't know. I would have to go back and rewatch that, like, their like backstory episode to like be sure. But it seems that Rosario did murder all her family members and then made them maids. And I don't know, that seems a pretty great way to start hating someone.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of the number one ways to start hating someone.
Yeah, in general, if you murder their family and then take them captive, they're not going to think the best of you, for sure.
I guess the only other thing I want to bring up, might be the only thing, is the break time. If you don't know what break times are, they're like little shorts that are semi-canon in ReZero. I think they're 100% canon, but I don't want to say it's canon because I don't know it for sure. But in this short that came out like a couple days ago or whatever, it's pretty much a 3-minute scene of Rosario talking to Ursula using like a looking glass mirror. And pretty much he tells her how to get to Beatrice and how to like get to her so she can kill her, and told her not to mess it up. And then we get like a short scene with Ursula and the other girl like talking about like how they're gonna murder this person. And Ursula says like she kind of hates Rosario because he doesn't care about anyone's life, which is like a weird stance to take when she's a fucking assassin. And I guess like she likes people that cherish life. So when she takes it away, she's like that much more fun, I guess.
And Roswell has the eyes of a man who works at Kmart at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, she pretty much, you know, Ursula has this ability to like tell a lot about people by just looking at their eyes. She says like she met Roswell once before when she did a job for him, and she has always hated him ever since she saw her eyes. And in that job, I'm pretty sure she was contracted to kill one of Rosario's family members. So I think that's another thing we were right up. I'm going to count that as a right column for last episode. I'm pretty sure when Roswell said bested, he killed at least one of his family members to best his family members or whatever.
And you were super right about that.
I'm strongly on that side. I think I have evidence now. But she says that. But yeah, she says all this stuff, and they are like, all right, that's enough talking. Let's get ready to, you know, murder everyone in the mansion and the maids and the spirit. And they are about to do it, and she's like, I hope I see Subaru again so I can stab him. And that was pretty much the end of the short. Maybe that's not the best way to put it. She says, like, I hope I see the boy that has, like, the eyes that look like they're trying to save everyone. Which is, like, I don't know, I think it's a very cool thing because it shows, like, you know, every time Subaru goes from his loop, the knowledge he gains and like the attitudes he takes with him really affect how other characters see him. And like, you know, in the last loop, Ursula was very like disgusted with Subaru or kind of hated him because like he had an attitude where it's like, if I die here, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to like come back. And she kind of, she hates that. But earlier when she met him the first time, like Subaru wasn't like in that mindset. And I think that's like a very interesting tidbit.
Yeah, Ursula reminds me of, like, a mom like when you are like a parent, like when you're like when you're getting beatings, and then you're like, that doesn't hurt that bad, and then your then your parent goes to like 11 and stabs you in the eye.
Stabs you in the eye. Yeah. The only other thing I have to ask for this. The only other things I have to say about this episode, because like to me, I think the episode was pretty straightforward. I think they introduced more stuff, but it wasn't like stuff that mattered in a lot of ways. And it's like still doesn't like it's not stuff that I'm super interested in knowing more about, if that makes sense. And it explains something. So at least I'm satisfied. But the thing I wanted to bring up is, remember when we had a brief like conversation about like I should have known that Echidna was evil because she wore black. Do you remember that?
No.
And then I was like, I really started thinking about it, because at the end of this episode they were like, Garfield says like, I'm gonna beat up this bitch in black. And then I like started thinking about it more, and I was like, I think every character that has been evil has been wearing black.
Subaru wears black.
Subaru, you could argue Subaru has been evil a couple times.
Rem wears black.
I don't know. Like, but she doesn't wear like all black. Like, Echidna wears like pretty much all black. Ursula wears almost all black. All the people that are part of the witch cult, other than the Witch of Greed, wears pretty much all black.
They wear like purple.
Black, purple. Well, no.
And, what's it called? She also has white hair, though, too. But I see what she's just dressed in a manner of someone who is, it's like funeral garb.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that matches it well. Yeah, so I don't know. I was just like, I found that very interesting, and I'm just gonna keep an eye out for that in the show. It's like saying like, hey, you know, people that are wearing darker colors might be more. It might be a way to show like their intent more easily. Hmm. I don't have anything else. If you don't have anything else, you want to go to predictions?
Prediction Plaza. Yeah, let's go there. Let's put on our shoes. Let's walk. Let's take a walk. First thing, I think we are going to have a very heartwarming brother-sister dance fight. I think that Subaru is not going to do much, because to do much would pretty much ensure that he would die, just like kind of what he says later on in the episode. I think he's going to maybe try to figure out how to evacuate people. No matter what he does, he's probably, that little kid is probably going to show up and try to like murder him, because to be honest, that is the only person that's like remotely, I don't even want to say remotely on his tier. It's just everyone else can murder him. So he will probably have to fight that little girl. just because that's the only person that he can possibly escape from or beat.
I might be a terrible person, but I just instantly, when you said that stuff, I instantly thought of like that scene in Erased where the kid gets like punched in the face by like a fully grown adult.
I mean, he's just gonna have to do that with the shadow fist technique.
I was like, I don't know why that popped up, but I was like, that scene just popped up in my head. I guess, what do I predict? I predict that Frederica is, I think you're right. I don't think Frederica is going to run away. I think Garfield and Frederica are going to fight Ursula together, and that's how they're going to eke out a win against her. I think that Otto is actually going to be dealing with that girl. And I think he's just going to be dealing with her by like making her animals like either turn against her or fight other animals. He's going to like manipulate some of her animals to like stop her assault. But I think the bulk of next episode is going to be Subaru. Him and Petra are going to go to Beatrice, and he's going to have a scene where he's going to try to convince Beatrice out of her mindset and kind of like convince her that he is that guy. And I think that's going to be the bolt of next episode. I think the bulk of the next episode of him just kind of talking to Beatrice and trying to change her mind. And at the end of the episode, I bet that we're going to get like maybe like 5 to 7 minutes of Amelia seeing what the second trial is. I think it's going to focus on the people that are frozen and also what is going on in the castle, and saying like, maybe like frame it as like a present where Subaru dies or something like that, or has a chance to die or whatever. Not just Subaru, but like everyone in the mansion. But that's just a prediction. But we will see.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, thank you for watching and listening. You have best algorithm. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Yet again.
Yet again. And this was just shorter episode because, like, you know, I think the episode was pretty clear cut and not much to talk about. But I think it was a good episode. And I can't wait until see what happens next time. Roscoe, do you have anything else to say?
I'm going to try to rewatch the from season one, starting over the weekends while I'm working on editing some more some of the other stuff. So hopefully I'll have some more things to say that either next in the coming months or weeks or days or years or maybe even seconds.
Let me know what you if you find anything else interesting when you're doing that. And if you're listening to this and you if you have any good theories or predictions about next episode, I'd love to see them. Write them down in the comments. And do you have anything else to say, Roscoe?
Just like always, make sure to subscribe and lick that like button. Really cross and share that mana.
Please don't do that.
Please do it. Don't do it for me.
Don't lick small thumbs. It's not a good idea.
Imagine you got some sweet apple pie sauce on it, and you gotta lick it all off. Okay. In a very non-sexual way. In a very regular way. Just get your mind out the gutter. Get your mind out the gutter and lick the like button because you want to. Because it's weird, or because I asked you to, because you deep down inside really want to lick that like button.
Don't lick buttons, kids. Don't lick your keyboard. Any of that. But if you like, if you would like to like the video, like the video. If you don't. Yeah, but yeah. Thanks for watching again, and take it easy.
Took another clap. All right.
Ready? One, three. Two. What?
Three.
One, two. I'm confused. The wetsuit. Roscoe's wetsuit.
It's Roscoe's wetsuit. There's a apostrophe S. Roscoe, which means Roscoe owns his wetsuit.
Roscoe's wetsuit.
I'm referring to the wetsuit that Roscoe owns.
Roscoe's wetsuit. We just watched.
Or no, it's not. It's a sweatsuit.
Is it a sweatsuit? I thought it was a wetsuit.
I think it. I don't even remember anymore.
It's a wetsuit for sure. Because Roscoe's wetsuit.
Wetsuit is the one from. From Childish Gambino's album.
Uh-uh.
I'm a sweatsuit.
Roscoe's sweatsuit.
Wait. Am I? I don't even know anymore.
Roscoe's internal crisis.
No, I'm definitely sweatsuit.
Was that when we were supposed to clap? I can't tell if you're clapping or not.
A, B, C. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Do, re, mi. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. I'm assuming you clapped on each one of those beats.
Yeah. Sure. Let's go with that.
Okay.